Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Russian hackers now, Alan, appear to have a new target in conservative U.S. think tanks that have broken with President Trump. This is a report by Microsoft. They found the goal of the attempt was unclear, but the shift underscores Russian goals to disrupt any institutions challenging Moscow.
Well, yes, David, it's all very complicated, and of course, we don't even begin to know the half of it. Nevertheless, Microsoft says that they found evidence that this Russian hacking team, which had been active in the past, were active again, and now we're going after these so-called conservative think tanks. What you have to watch out for in a case like this is that Putin is in charge of what the whole operation is looking like, and this might be a double, triple, quadruple fake-out of one kind or another. The idea that is being expressed that this is a group that Putin is in control of is something that you'd have to really be very, very careful about. My sense of this is that the importance of this story is that Microsoft found something and that they have reported on it and have taken down these websites. But further than that, I wouldn't want to go.
At the same ceremony honoring those who enforced the nation's immigration laws yesterday, Alan, President Trump praised a Hispanic American Border Patrol agent, called him right out of the crowd, and described him as someone who, quote, speaks perfect English. Some saying the latest example of the president making a racially tinged remark in public.
Well, I'm sure that the guys in the White House, as they're sitting around, wouldn't you like to be the fly on the wall there, were saying, how can we take some of the pressure off this Hispanic concept that Trump is anti-Hispanic, and in doing so, does this in this insensitive way, and calls out this guy and says he speaks perfect English. So, out of the frying pan and into the fire. But I am sure that that's what was intended here. What, this president just knew this guy was standing there? No, this is a setup, and they did what they had to do in order to put a better PR slant on it. So now, when every Hispanic in America, or darn close to it, are furious with Trump, and their polling shows it, they go ahead and they say, oh, well, here's a good one. And in doing so, of course, they open themselves up to allegations of being patronizing and everything else.
Alan, a newly released memo shows that Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, took a tough stance as a lawyer investigating President Bill Clinton's affair with an intern, of course, Monica Lewinsky.
We knew it, David. We knew it from the beginning that he was very active in that whole operation and that he was going to do what his bosses had bid him to do. So now they're putting ads all over the television about how wonderful he is and how kind he is, and they have the wife talking about him. Nevertheless, he was a political operative, some would say a cheap political operative in this Clinton investigation. He wasn't the top guy, but he was very close to it. Whether this could stop him from getting put on the court, I don't know. One would have to assume not, because they have their votes and because the feckless Republicans who have been looking on at all of this stuff, including all of the misdeeds by Trump, are unwilling to step in here. One of the things that Mitch McConnell is most proud of is his loading of the court and how he's made the Democratic choice, the Obama choice, not acceptable, and how he's rushing his people through. It is one of the worst faces of American politics and how we do things in this country.
New York Times, Jesse McKinley, someone you speak with for the Capital Connection, has written an interesting article. A cache of emails shows disgraced ex-lobbyist Todd Howe, whose cooperation helped convict two former aides of Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York on corruption charges, had access to the top levels of the governor's administration, corresponding with and giving information to officials.
Dave, this is very dangerous for the governor. I'm going to tell you why. Right now, he is clobbering everybody who's running against him. One of the things that inexplicably he's been able to get away with, as we say, has been that he had nothing to do with these top aides of his, who he chose to run things. I'm just simply saying, David, that it won't wash. These were his top people. What? He's not talking to them? That's unbelievable.
Finally, Alan, let's stay with New York. First state now to establish a standing independent commission to investigate prosecutorial misconduct by the state's district attorneys, an initiative that's designed to increase accountability for prosecutors.
Here's what's interesting about the way that this system is set up. Do you ever wonder why only the feds, it seems, are going after people in New York state government? Well, every once in a while there's an exception to that, but mostly it takes federal prosecutors to do it. And the reason is that the people who are the district attorneys are put under tremendous pressure not to do anything. in the case of D.A. Soares himself, his budget should be three times higher for going after corrupt officials, both in the legislature and in the executive branch. He can't because they don't give him the resources to do that. Why? Because we know that they are trying to load the game so that they can't be held responsible. So now they go after the district attorneys even more, and they say, okay, we want to have a group that will look at district attorneys to scare them off. In my opinion, that is one reason this is happening. Now, with that said, there is no question that district attorneys have made mistakes, that people have gone to jail, that people have to suffer the worst consequences, and then they have to be paid off by the state government. Now, a lot will go into who is running this commission. Is this governor, with all his problems, going to appoint the people who are in charge of the commission, even if everybody in the legislature and other guys, so that they balance it, gets a pick? One would wonder about that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Thank you.
Thank you, David.